Yes, what you've experienced here is very typical of the way that the Immigration Department manage those nationals with 2 week upon arrival privileges, such as you in your case as a Russian national. As you can see that they in a sense keep you on a very tight leash, making you exit Hong Kong within 14 days, and if you then board a hop, they can be quite demanding of you when you arrive. So it isn't a long-term sustainable strategy, I'm afraid. The only solution that I might suggest is available to you is if you leave Hong Kong and go back to Russia, then make an application for a 2 month visitor visa in advance of arrival, with the support of somebody in Hong Kong to serve as your sponsor. Then you might be able to secure a 2 month limit of stay, which will allow you to attempt to achieve all your recruitment objectives and get an application for an employment visa in before you have to think about leaving at the expiry of those 2 months. But apart from that, I'm afraid you're just going to have to try to satisfy the examining officer at the border each time you arrive as a visitor that you are a bona fide visitor to Hong Kong. And whilst it's a permitted activity to interview, look for an interview for work, it's not permitted activity to take up that work. And I think if you were to articulate to an officer at the border that it was your intention to be here to look for work, I think you might struggle to persuade him of your bona fides, I'm afraid. But I wish you all the very best.